Any new business?
I have a piece of new business I just want to put out there just to make sure as we move forward, because we will be dealing with a very sensitive topic, which is the cruise industry. People have very strong feelings about it, all or nothing are some, and then for many there is becoming an in-between and a balance. And there's a couple of things I just wanted to make sure that as a group, it was brought up publicly, and normally I do not comment when I'm criticized publicly, but when it comes to how I'm interacting with commission members, I think it's only fair to ask the question of the commission members if you feel that you are not able to voice your opinion, or if you think that I do not allow you to let me know what's going on. That was brought up publicly, and I'm putting it out there to the commission members. Because if that is the case, then that is something that me, as chair, I need to rework. If it is not the case, we just need to put that out there that we continue to be a working commission that behave professionally and respectfully of each other. So is
I've
that?
I've never noticed it to be a problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you, Richard. Sam?
My first meeting with you as the chair. So.
Matthew?
I think things are fine.
Okay, Melissa?
Well, I think I always have a lot to say.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop me, so.
Yeah,
same here.
Dave, okay. So we'll put that out. Normally, like I said, I don't comment when I'm publicly criticized, but I think it was an insult to the commission to suggest in any way, shape, or form that the commission did not and does not have their own individual voices, because I look around this room and, come on, you know? You all have voices, and I know that you've used them. So that's a message out there for the haters. And if it ever does come up, you know, we'll address it publicly. But I'm okay with that being challenged publicly in a respectful manner. The other thing was we've got to come up with a day, and you checked with Sandy about when.
Oh, Wednesday.
Yes. That was third Wednesday.
That are people okay with moving? Because this is the only time the council chamber will be available. Is the third Wednesday?
That's what she told me. So as far as she knows.
As far as she knows.
On a regular basis, you know, the same.
Richard can't do Wednesdays.
Do Wednesdays. Okay. Can you do Wednesdays?
I have a lecture every Wednesday night at 8:15.
Wednesday, okay,
but,
so.
But it means I can make it. I just have to leave at 8.
Okay, Richard has a conflict. And I think because Richard has a conflict, I'm.
Every Tuesday in the month?
Every Wednesday.
I mean, this is.
So,
not available.
As far as the third Tuesday, normally, I can't remember which entity has meetings here.
Planning board.
And what Sandy said was if they don't have a lot going on that month, then typically they don't use the chamber. They don't even have a meeting the second portion of the month, which that's why we're sitting here tonight.
Well, what if we took it the second Tuesday instead of the third?
Sandy told me that third Wednesday was the.
So Richard can't do the third Wednesday, so that's off. So what we may need to do is and we can do this in an email because it's a scheduling thing. Mm-hmm. Maybe
well, first
this
we bumped it. We were down at the Harbor Master. Then we're up here. Then we were back down here. Then we're in the boardroom. Now we're back here.
So the problem is we can't go to the boardroom because it's not video.
Right.
And that brings up another question. So the fella that comes here and does the video, I don't know if that's part of the contract where he might come in and do it part of the contract, or do we have to pay extra, which I don't have in the budget for this year.
When Tom gets back, we can ask him that. Yeah,
right.
Because that was the other suggestion is that, and for me, it's a no-brainer. When there's any suggestion that the Harbor Commission is not doing things up front, which we've always been up front, to me, video us, I, you know, could care less. So that was the other suggestion. So that's something maybe I can talk to Tom about, and he's on vacay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next week.
Why could the second Tuesday work?
Well, it depends on whether that other committee needs to meet that Tuesday.
They do the first and the third, so why couldn't we do the second week?
Sandy told me Wednesday was the day, reoccurring every month. If there's another one that she doesn't know about, I don't know. That's what she told me.
Okay, we'll
figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Because, Richard, we definitely want you here as our fishing person, and you've been with us a while. So we'll figure, and everyone else is pretty flexible. We know Sam's got a talk on Wednesday, so that works out anyway.
No, but it doesn't start till after 8. And that's pretty fair. We usually don't go past.
Okay.
Right. So it might work out well.
Meeting down at the Harbor Remaster's office.
Well, it's not.
I can yell my lecture.
Well, we had some unhappy people who didn't want it at the Harbor Master's office.
Too bad, because the lecture's on the boat.
To make it, sorry.
Who's missing tonight? Peter and?
Peter's missing and Tom Pico.
He's an alternate.
And we had another alternate. Do you know who the other alternate
was? I didn't get her name. She was here at the last meeting.
I don't remember. It should be in here, but there's seven of us, right? So who's Peter?
There's seven. We were five, and now we're up to seven.
Peter.
Tom.
And Tom.
I think that's it. Peter and Tom, right?
Mm-hmm.